Women have long been classified as being more in touch with their emotions. And while it's been celebrated in the home, what's been overlooked is the power our emotions hold in the marketplace. Tapping into them is where so much power lies. Hi, welcome to the Connect with Sheila Botello podcast. I'm an entrepreneur, self-care strategist, and creator of the Seasons Self-Care app. I'm committed to helping you reconnect to your purpose, elevate your well-being, and build your version of a happy, successful life. Today's Q&A comes from a conversation I had recently about emotions and how everyone expresses them differently, depending on where they find themselves in certain contexts, and how we, women in particular, have been encouraged not to allow our emotions to overtake reason and being pragmatic in certain parts of life, especially business. And it's ironic, really, because when people buy things, emotion is in the front seat of the decision-making process. Yes, like analytics of the deal are at play, but what we're all really buying when we buy anything is a feeling. So what would it look like if you instead harnessed the meaningful parts of your emotions to create change and impact in your life and the world? I really believe that's where mountains can be moved. So let's go back to the beginning, your emotional soul print. I like to call it that. It's really like a fingerprint, but on your soul. You came into this world with a certain experience in a certain type of family setting, and you learned a lot of things on an emotional level, not so much on a thought level, but it was like internalized. You picked it up, you soaked it in into your being, and emotions were at the base of all of that. And so that impacted how you would move forward and do certain things, what kind of feeling you would get out of acting in a certain way, right? Would you get approval if you did something properly or right, or if you were good, quote unquote? Or would you have a different response or a different experience if you acted a different way? If your behavior changed, if you went against certain expectations that were being upheld for you, all of these things create this soul print, as I like to call it. And it impacts how you feel when you move forward in your life and the decisions you make and the reasons why you do things. And so much of it is unconscious. We don't even realize why we do the things we do, why we have the biases we have. So often they're just picked up from growing up. And it's not until we take some space to go within to start questioning why we believe the things we believe, why we feel the way we do. And in my own life, I remember feeling like something was kind of broken in me because I was so emotional. I could be with others and be totally fine. And to this day, I think that's kind of the case for me, right? I can have everything held together when I'm in certain contexts. But then when I am either in a really, really safe space, like a place where I really feel like I don't need to have, like I won't be questioned, I'm completely 100% loved, right? And accepted for who I am. That's where the emotions will come out. That's where I will let my emotions flow. And I think many of us feel this way, right? We have our own safe spaces. And often when I'm on my own, when I'm alone, when I'm in my meditation time, or when I'm journaling, or when I'm having a walk and talk with God, like those emotions flow. And they're so healthy. We all have them. We need to embrace them because it shows us where our heart is. It shows us what is important to us. And if we try and detach ourselves from our emotions to try and just like be good soldiers and just march along to the beat of what is expected of us, we're missing so much. We're missing the richness. And really, we are missing out on what we can learn about ourselves and about each other. Because if you're experiencing one thing, if you're experiencing a certain emotion about something in particular, their chances are someone else is or has experienced those very same things. Because let's face it, we're humans. We have unique experiences. We're all very special in our own unique way. However, we all encounter so many similar things. And I only say that because I've talked to so many different people who share stories about their journey of, you know, whether it's starting a family, whether it is starting a health journey, moving through some kind of health crisis, or shifting and pivoting and transitioning in a career or starting a business, the emotions that come up are all pretty similar. Their stories may be different, but those baseline emotions are very similar. And so that's just maybe something to encourage you with. You know, if you're feeling a certain way, chances are someone else does too. You're not alone in it. It just shows that you're human. And so something else that comes up for me when I think about this is the idea of moving out of codependency, like codependency in our emotional life, codependency with others and their emotions. So often we can cling on to a relationship because of this similar emotion. We feel like it can kind of hold us down in a sense. And we feel like if we want to make a shift in our emotional life, we're going to have a different kind of relationship. And, you know, you've heard about people like misery loves company, for instance, right? Or commiserating. People commiserate over certain emotions and it can be a downward spiral. Well, I feel like if we move out of that codependency, we really look at our own emotional soul print story, we can start to own the emotions and start to take the powerful lessons out of those emotions and use them for really positive things. Because when we do, we can see shifts not only in our own life, but in the lives of others around us. When we do this, when we really are in tune with our emotions, we can make more genuine, life-changing connections and transformation with people on our teams, in our families, in our communities. That's what emotion does, right? Like if we try and take emotion out of business or emotion out of policy or emotion out of important things that we're doing in this world, again, it doesn't make sense because we are emotional beings. And when we can connect with someone else, we're connecting on an emotional level, right? And so when we can see eye to eye and we can identify with each other without even needing to really say a word, something really powerful shifts. When I was living in Eastern Europe many years ago, teaching English, conversational English, I didn't know the language. I didn't know how to say so many different things. And yet here I was charged with teaching how to speak this language. And so much was translated with facial expression, yes, with hand motions, but it was really like the look in someone's face, the emotion that could just translate just by looking at someone. And so that just shows you like the power of emotion is incredible. And then there's also the power of music, for instance, and the emotion that it can evoke. I used a lot of music in order to teach the language at the time, because the music that the people were enjoying at the time was music that I really enjoyed as well. And so we connected on it. So I would write out the lyrics and kind of just say, okay, this is trying to explain, like, this is the theme of the song. But it came through with the emotion of like music in the background, the inflection in the voice, right? We know emotion when we hear someone speaking. We know when they're excited. We know when they're really not happy. We know when they're upset. We know when they're anxious. We can hear it in their voice. And often we can feel it on an energetic level too. We are energetic creatures. And just like animals can sense if something's off, so do we. Very often we're disconnected from that because we're so on autopilot. But when we take this time to really connect on an emotional level first with ourselves, that helps us to connect more deeply with others. And that leads me to this last point. I really believe that empathy is the thing that can change the world. And empathy is something that I don't want to call it a lost art, but I do feel like it's something we can so easily lose touch with in our technological world, where everything's like ones and zeros and screens. And just as much as my teenagers, you know, really get tired of me saying, get off your screens. You know, I have to tell myself that too, right? Get off your screens, have time away, have screen free time. Something about just seeing things like boom, boom, boom happening before our eyes all the time without really needing to do anything and not really needing to put in any emotional labor, so to speak, it does something to this empathy. And so I feel like our emotions are the fertilizer for empathy, because when we can really be in touch with our own emotions, we can connect more fully with someone else and what they're going through. And when we do that, we identify with each other. I don't know, it's like a third mind comes into play, like a third feeling, a new way, and an understanding that makes us feel like we're all part of the same stuff, because we are. Especially in this world where we have so many differing opinions about things. And hey, that's beautiful. I think we really need, we can't all be the same. We can't all think the same things at the same time. My goodness. But we can have empathy, knowing that even though we're all different, we come from the same stuff and we feel so many of the same emotions. And we can help each other through our lives by really connecting in that way. Have you felt controlled by your emotions and at the mercy of them when they might crash and roll in your life, like sidelining your desired progress? I just want to say, when you witness them and honor their source, it's a great way to make friends with the past and to take back control of the future that you want to create for you and your loves. You can change the lineage of emotion in your world going forward. How exciting would that be? What kinds of conscious advances could be made in the world if we all took the space to really look at how emotions can be our greatest asset? I am so grateful for the heart-centered women and leaders in my life who have held me to a more connected human standard. And it's what I really hope to foster in the Seasons Collective. And I've mentioned before, like, this is the place where you get to step into a whole new version of your life or business evolution in a community that places a high value on personal growth, connection, and making a positive impact in the world without burning out. If you own your self-worth and you want to serve from a place of overflowing energy and well-being, you get to see your impact being amplified by the way you nourish yourself in all ways. So to learn about how you can be part of this community, go to the link in the show notes for the details. Content and community are all delivered in an app for your convenience, for habit tracking and connection to grounding practices. I love this podcast so much. Being able to share some thoughts from my guests and myself to encourage you on your journey towards a life of more. And the Seasons app is a place to go deeper and to open more into a two-way conversation with me and with others who value growth for the long term. It would be an absolute pleasure to see you inside Seasons and to witness what you create in your next steps of life and business. I so appreciate you listening. If you got something valuable from this episode, please tag me on social media. I love shouting you out. And it means the world to me that when you listen to these episodes, you rate, review, or share. Whenever you do that, it really just helps spread the message of the podcast. It's what kind of raises it in the stores for people to listen to. And it helps people who are really seeking to live a life of more. It just helps get that message out to them. I appreciate you. I hope you have a really beautiful rest of your week, and I will see you on another episode. Big blessings.